This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The virus news from the UK today was pretty optimistic. Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out a four-step reopening plan that starts with schools getting back into session on March 8th and, all other things being equal, unlimited reopening over there on June 21st. That said, though, much like here, the virus has hit the poorest and most underserved the hardest. The East End of London is one of those places that's been hit. Last month, it recorded the UK's highest rates of infection. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the economic and the emotional scars are going to take a long time to heal.
With COVID death and infection rates updated daily, it's sometimes easy to forget that behind every number, there's a name.
Reginald Phillips, Mahung Nguyen, Van Tor Vu.
At this memorial service in the East End, a funeral home remembered all those they buried or cremated last year. Due to COVID, it was more than double the usual number, a grim, unprecedented task for mortician John Harris and his staff.
I mean, everyone is sort of working much longer hours. Some are putting in 15, 16 hours a day. Some are working right the way through the night with call-outs.
Harris says the family-owned firm has never before had to deal with the current level of mortality. Not even, his father has told him, during the Blitz in the Second World War when German bombers hammered the East End.
Dad, reflecting now, thinks that this pandemic was even worse than what he experienced, if you take away the bombs, obviously.
In early January, there were 5,000 new infections a week in the East End borough of Newham, one of the highest rates in the country. Jason Strelitz, the borough's director of public health, says in this densely populated, low-income neighbourhood, there's been little scope for self-isolation.
We have a lot of people who work out in the community, either in frontline health and social care roles, in retail jobs, in transport, security, the kind of jobs that you just can't do from home.
Migrants from scores of different countries have settled here. You can see that in Queen's Market. Halal butchers trade side by side with Indian jewellers and African fruit and vegetable sellers. It's a wonderful mix. But Zoe Malik, the daughter of Pakistani parents, who was born and brought up in Newham, says aspects of South Asian family life in particular have proved challenging in the time of COVID.
A lot of people live with their grandparents, their parents, their siblings, their sister-in-laws perhaps, their nephews, their nieces. Because of that, it can easily spread and then they will easily be affected.
Zoe and all her family caught the virus during the first wave. They all survived, but this convinced her to join a local council-run program called COVID Champions to combat pandemic misunderstandings and denial.
I need to do something about this. I need to spread a word and make everyone aware that this is a real thing.
Local mosques have been pressed into service to refute rumours that the COVID vaccines contain alcohol and animal products and are therefore haram or prohibited. Another COVID champion, 75-year-old Nigerian-born Olanrewaju Odunlami, has been countering other vaccine myths among some of his neighbours.
They believe, from what they've heard from their friends, that it's a dangerous drug that is to depopulate the black community.
Historic scandals about the unethical use of black people in medical research, combined with distrust for the British authorities, have led to a widespread aversion to the vaccine among minority ethnic groups across Britain. In Newham, Odunlami has been doing his bit to change that.
I took a snapshot when I was having the vaccination and I've sent it round to all our group.
A modern version of the Blitz spirit, perhaps, which helped the Londoners of 80 years ago survive the bombing. But as then, the economic damage caused by the current disaster seems likely to linger. One East End borough expects the pre-pandemic number of its families on welfare to triple to 50,000 by the spring. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.